4WHM and 0TR. 4WHM and 0TR.
4 o'clock to you, Tom, W2T.
Well, that's okay. How you doing, Rusty? I'd be glad to talk to you. We're just leaving M&J's steak and something house over here. Is that what it is, Bernice? It's just off of White Hampton. And boy, was that food good. We stopped there and got a couple of cheeseburgers and some of the best fries I've ate in a long time. It was just delicious.
Another bowl of my homemade chili for lunch today. Probably have a salad for supper. And I'll just kind of taking it easy here at home, doing some things around the house, trying to get some cleaning up done, you know. Things that, you, when you're the only person here, you got to take care of, you know, or else it's all going to come back to haunt you.
And Rusty, I'm sure you miss your wife. I'll tell you what, I don't know how I do without Bernice. But at any rate, that place is, as you're coming in on where Gap Creek Road runs into it, if you hang a right, it's about a block up 14 on the right side, huh? Oh, excuse me, on Gap Creek Road. Turn right on Gap Creek, it's about a block, and it's real reasonable, and it's sort of hometown-y. We always didn't go there because it was a bar, if you will. It's not like bars up in Kansas were in the old days. It's really a nice, you know, homey place. And it's used to be they allowed smoking, and we just wouldn't go in there. But it's no smoking now, and it's got all kinds of television sets all around, kind of like a sports bar. And they got a wide variety of selections, so you don't have to buy something real expensive or anything like that. So we the special today was two cheeseburgers, and I'm telling you, wow, I couldn't quite eat all of it, and fries, and I think a drink come with it. It was $14 anyways, so total was like $21 for Bernice and I. Oh, this guy ahead of me's trunk's open. I don't think he knows it. And it was delicious.
Good. That sounds good. And, well, that's good. Glad y'all had you something good to eat. On your way home now, I guess. And all I've just been, like I said, been sitting around here doing things at the house. Had to fix up a shelf, cut a shelf off. It was too long for where it was, and I had to cut about 17 inches off of it. So get it down to 40 inches long, the same length as the other shelf on the in the stack of two. So makes it a little bit easier for me to work with it and do things I need to do, you know.
Oh, this person sure don't know that trunk's open. Man, nothing's flying out yet. But that's not a good situation. You must have hit the button on the trunk. Well, it's a hot son of a gun out here, Rusty. It's 95 degrees and really, really putrid, I guess you would say. We're over here by the that's Greer High School, isn't it, Bernice?
Yeah.
And they're putting a great, big, huge development in here. Did they get all your paving done?
Yeah, I'm not sure how far they went up the road, up to, or down the road beyond me in a craft after they crossed the creek. I haven't gone that far yet to see, so I'm going to take a, you know, I'm going to head down that way and take a look at it here tomorrow probably. I don't have any reason to be out tonight, today, so I'm just sitting here at home trying to get caught up on things so I haven't had a reason to go anywhere and I haven't left the house. I haven't done anything but walk out in the yard with the dog a couple of times.
A good thing. Oh, I heard Bill on here earlier, but we was going in to eat. He was talking to Steve and Dave, and I just thought you might still be around. You went camping this last weekend.
Sounds like a fun thing to do. My days of going camping, For me, roughing it is a black and white TV at the Holiday Inn, you know?
Pretty soon, that sounds good. Yeah, they were in a nice looking tent. And he knows what he's doing. He's got a nice setup for his cooker and all of that. He sent me a couple of pictures back. And oh, it was up by a beautiful trout stream. I might have went for that when I was younger, but the heat nowadays and that, no way.
Yeah, that's the same with me. It's, you know, it's not going to be, you know, I can take a certain amount of heat and I can take a certain amount of cold. But today's heat exceeds it, and, you know, and wintertime, some of that wintertime cold exceeds it the other way. So, you know, it's you know, the way it goes. So I don't, you know, I just stay inside when it gets real hot out there, and I haven't lost anything outside. So, hey, you know, just enjoy my time here. I can get here at the radio and play around and at the computer, and, you know, that works out for me.
Now, Rusty, it's just completely dangerous to get out in. I was telling somebody this morning, I was walking up the driveway the other night, and I got about halfway up the driveway there, which isn't that long, and I had to take a nitroglycerin. And yet all my studies come back and said I hadn't decreased any. But, well, I didn't go to the meeting last night. I was told by the boss I shouldn't. I can't sit in those chairs too long. They start hurting me, and I have to get up and go back and forth if you ever noticed me. And, or I couldn't. I'd never get out of one. And I thought, well, they're going to put that on YouTube, so I'll just listen to it on YouTube. And then there's a little risk of the COVID when you're in a big group, so I didn't get to go.
Personal last night, because we've got a performance next Monday at one of the retirement facilities where we perform twice a year. So we haven't been back to them in a while, and they're wanting us back. So next Monday night, instead of rehearsing, we'll be over there for a show. And you know, that we enjoy it because one of the fellows that's one of the gentlemen that lives there happens to be one of our members, and you know, he's been living there for a while, and he kept coming to rehearsal and everything like that. So, and he's right finally reached the point where he says he needs to, you know, he's cutting back on the rehearsing, but he's been there for the last couple of weeks working with us and trying to get things done. So he's going to sing with us next Monday when we sing for his folks.
There goes my neighbor in his big diesel truck. And there's somebody else offloading some concrete stuff, it looks like. Must be putting in a driveway or something there. Well, Rusty, we're about home, so I'll let you go. You have a good rest of the day, and say 73s, and this is in 0TR. I'll be clear.
All right. Well, y'all have a good afternoon. Stay inside where it's cool, and don't get overheated out there. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.